Les colloques du Collège de France.
My task is to close this meeting, and the first thing is that I hope you enjoyed this wonderful day as much as I did, actually. The second point is I'd like to thank Jean-Jacques, who took the lead in the organization of this meeting, and he's the only person I'm going to thank, because he told me he will actually thank people in a minute, so no overlap. I'm not going to give you a wrap-up or general conclusions on time. I think time is an extremely difficult concept to deal with, and we saw today the real many aspects of this rather abstract notion that we have to deal with, in fact, and the number of referential where time can be considered when we work with biological systems. It's absolutely amazing. Now, to try and integrate these various time scales into a sort of a unified framework will be, I think, one of the most critical challenges for biology in the next decades, which, by the way, is another temporal referential decades. I mean, the time it takes to acquire knowledge and to make it solid enough. And at this point, and also because we are approaching a fastuous dinner, at least for the speakers, let me cite François Rabelais, who wrote a very wise sentence on this issue. He said, "Time ripens all things. Through time, all things come to light." And he concludes by saying, "Time is the father of truth." I think François Jacob could not have agreed more with both this idea of being of time being essential to sediment knowledge, and of course with the danger of neglecting this natural erosion, what we could refer to as a sort of a natural selection of acquiring knowledge, in fact. As he wrote in the Jeu des Possibles in 1981, I cite, "Nothing is as dangerous as the certainty of being right." I'm sure you must have heard this sentence at some point. But the second sentence is, to me, even more interesting. He said, "Nothing causes as much destruction as the obsession with a truth considered absolute." With this, I'd like to leave you. And before that, let me just remind you that please check the agenda of this absolutely wonderful institution that the Collège de France is, actually. There are plenty of interesting events, and most of them you can see them soon after they occur online, as it will be the case for most of these conferences. Jean-Jacques.
Yes, thank you, Denis. So just before we all return to our own personal time, I would like to express some thanks. First of all, to the participants, to the meeting. It has been absolutely great to have all of you today. The beauty of being professor at the Collège de France is that you learn a lot, and today was a day of learning for me. I've been exposed to all sorts of researchers and fields I'm not familiar to, some more, but some others not very much. So I truly enjoyed the meeting, and I hope you enjoyed the meeting also. So I want to thank again the participants. I want to thank my colleagues, the professors of biology at the Collège de France, who helped me to compose this program today, and in particular, Denis Duboul, who has been very helping, and the members of young members of my department here on the of my research group, Pauline and Juliette and Raya, who have been helping with all sorts of things, and Brigitte Lafont, I don't know if she's in the audience, who organized the trips for the participants and the meals and the schedule somehow. So the last thanks I want to express is to, again, to the audience, because it's not just enough to have good speakers, it's also good to have a good audience, and I think the audience has been great today. Thank you.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.